Item 10 is public hearing. Subset A is consideration to transfer the location for the package off-sale liquor license for the City of Sturgis Liquor Annex. Mr. Ainsley, we'll let you give us a staff report, please.
Thank you very much. The city has held our second off-sale license at the Public Works facility. That doesn't mean that actually Rick and his crew sell liquor there, but they are licensed to. What this public hearing would be is to actually move the location. The recommendation is to move it actually to Harley-Davidson Rally Point. The reason for that being that one of our sponsors, Full Throttle, would like to have a few guest appearances of some of their talent that would be there on site, and they would be signing different merchandise, including liquor. So the Full Throttle moonshine, as well as, is it Jesse? It's a bourbon, a whiskey. I forgot exactly what it's called. His bourbon as well, so that people would be able to buy it directly from that site, and they would be able to sign it. So it's not that it would be open during the entire time during the rally. However, we do not have the schedule as to when they would have individuals there. And so we would like it to be licensed for the entire 10 days, but it doesn't necessarily mean that for 10 days, 12 hours or anything, it would be open and operational. And just so everyone knows, it would only be for the 22 most northwestern portion, 22 feet going east-west, and for 30 feet north-south. And so it would only be for that portion of the rally point, which the exhibit shows. It would not be for the entire rally point area. It'd only be licensed for that small rectangle that Faye pointed out.
Any questions for Daniel?
I'm sorry, 22 by 38. Yeah, 38. I should be wearing glasses. Mm-hmm. No, we will have, number one, we do have security on site at Rally Point. That's already not just for this, but that is part of our agreements that we have, and we do have employment or employees that are there. But we will have some sort of fencing or some sort of protective barriers to make sure people aren't getting into the product. The idea is not that we're taking the product in and out, though, every single
How much product are we discussing?
It's really only those two lines, and so it's just some moonshine and some whiskey. The cost of the goods is probably going to be a few thousand dollars. It's not, you know, $50,000 or anything.
I guess I'd ask when the diagram became part of the official package.
We're showing that as part of the discussion here. It was not included in the packet.
Lots 1 and 2 in the east, 22 feet of lot 3 of block 17. That's the entire rally point.
Correct. It would be amended to this if the council does adopt it. And the reason for that is based off of the special event license application that is on the next motion, and so, or the next item up on the agenda.
We've dealt with this before. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. In years past, I think there were 2 or 3 years that we held a special event, or I'm sorry, we moved our off-sale license to Grocery Mart. This is the same situation as what we've done in the past.
I disagree. This is a public community center. There is no, I mean, when it's at Grocery Mart, he's inside a superstructure. There's clerks constantly, and when they're closed for the evening, the doors are locked. I don't see any semblance of same type of situation here. And so we're also going to give the SEL for this. Along with it.
That's a separate action.
What I'm saying is this item B?
Yes, would be an SEL. And it would not cover that rectangle.
not cover the river.
Correct.
Well, I guess we're breaking uncharted ground here. So.
How about other discussion on this matter? Anybody in the public?
I'd just like to reiterate Terry's question. You're feeling pretty confident that there's going to be enough security in this
Yes,
instance?
We'll have some fencing or other barriers put up. You know, frankly, we don't have the exact design as to how that is going to be done at this point, but we will have something there. In the past, ever since Rally Point has been built, there has been merchandise that has been stored there and sold. It hasn't been by the city in the past. It's been by the Chamber of Commerce. It's also been by Harley-Davidson Corporate themselves and others. And it's merchandise that's valued at thousands of dollars, and we've never had a theft there.
I would move to approve item A.
First by Dave. Second by Ron. I guess for clarity, Councilor Martinson, you're talking the particular small triangle, the rectangle that's included.
Yes, I am. The rectangle, yes.
Ron, is that understanding of your second?
Yep.
So we got a first and a second on the floor. Any further discussion, public or council?
I'm assuming, Dave, that your motion would include changing the application for the liquor license.
No further discussion being heard. We have first and second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
A motion carries 7-2. Becca and Mike.